Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Ruth Sherman's here too, ladies and gentlemen. Ruth is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, coming up on 9 years real soon. She's internationally respected authority on interpersonal communication, helping you put your best foot forward in the marketplace and in life. And she's here. She's the author, by the way, of Get Them to See It Your Way Right Away, which is something I aspire to every day. And she's our good friend, Ruth Sherman. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Happy to be here. Hi, everyone.
Good to have you back. Hey, Ruth. I've taught a Sunday school class for a long, long time, mm-hmm. and during that time studying spending time in the Old Testament, it's been interesting to me to imagine how much of the words in that book, in those books, were passed down for how many generations without ever having been written down.
Amazing.
And then whenever you hear about going to make first contact with a tribe in New Guinea or South America or somewhere like that, and they talk to them about how they know things, you know, that they have kept them alive. They talk about the memories of the elders and things like that. They use those kind of words. Human beings are nothing if not storytellers, aren't they?
That's exactly right. It's what makes us unique in the animal kingdom.
Yeah.
It's, you know, partly, of course, you know, the ability, as you have so eloquently put it and written about it, the ability to think, to tell stories, to reason abstractly. And that's what storytelling is all about. How do we tell stories that may not have a direct relationship to the people we're telling them to,
mm-hmm.
but how they affect them and how they derive meaning from them nonetheless.
Well, and one of the things that I believe is that the only thing we like more than telling stories is listening to stories.
especially if
the other person is a good storyteller.
That's right. And, you know, yeah, that's really key, Jim. And, you know, I'll tell you, it really changed my entire business when I learned, and I learned this from a wonderful teacher, it was probably about 10 years ago. We're always learning.
Right.
And I had already been successful. But I was finding in my communications that my stories were either non-existent or they weren't very compelling. And what this teacher told me was that she told me to throw out all the theory, throw it all out. Nobody cared about it, right? Nobody cared about it as much as I did, let's put it that way, right? Okay, and start telling stories around that theory in an indirect way about how it affected me, how it affected clients, how it affected the world around me,
mm-hmm.
and how it could affect you, you know, the audience.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, not in so many words and not in exactly those steps, but to use it in a way where people were let into my life a little bit. People
right.
were able to see me as not some superhuman, you know, always successful person.
Right.
There are things that go on that are challenging. And so that is something that is extremely powerful and enables us to connect with others in a way that, frankly, Jim, you know this, nothing else does.
Well, that's right. And I still, I keep quoting John Nesbitt's book, what he wrote in Megatrends 30 years ago, it keeps coming up, and that's that the more high-tech we have, the more high-touch we will want. And that's one of the interesting things about human beings is that the more connected, the more technified we are, you know, the more we've got all this stuff, but yet we still revert back to being attracted to stories. And
absolutely.
And it's important for us to realize that. And here's something to think about. I mean, if you want to get someone's attention, just say, let me tell you a story.
Yep.
Of course, then you have to have one. But if you have one, set it up like that.
You absolutely do. But you know, here's the beautiful thing, and I tell this to my clients all the time, Jim, because they're always worried about, well, where do I find stories? I don't have any stories. And it's like, yes, you do. Mm-hmm. Yes, you absolutely have stories. They happen to us frequently during the course of any given week. All you have to do is write them down when they occur to you. Just record them in some way so that you don't forget them, because they fly out of your head as quickly as they fly in. And then, darn it, you know, when you're looking for a story, you can't find one. But the idea is, the difference between most people who are struggling with their stories and you and me is that we're disciplined about it.
I don't know what it is about me, but I catalog them, I store them, and I usually remember them close to what they said. But no, I mean, many stories that I tell, I got from somebody else.
That's exactly right. And I think what people tend to think in business is that the story has to be a once upon a time kind of thing.
Right.
In a way, it has that piece to it. But it doesn't have to be a morality tale. It doesn't have to be a deeply personal story, although that's appropriate in some cases.
Right.
In business, it's mostly stories about how you helped somebody or how somebody helped you.
And you know, another thing, and this, I mean, I do this all the time, and it's true. I say, let me tell you a story a really smart person told me one time.
Yeah.
And boy, you think that won't get people's attention? And I'm telling the truth. One of my favorite things to do is to say, let me tell you something one of my mentors once taught me.
Right. That's exactly right. Which is what I just told you.
Here's the interesting thing. Here's the interesting thing, Ruth. The person who told me that didn't really tell me that. I saw him do this. I remember what he said about it. He didn't know he was telling me a story. He didn't know he was my mentor.
Right.
You see what I mean?
But
it doesn't mean that I wasn't able to turn that into something helpful for me and for other people.
That's right. And again, I mean, it just takes a type of thinking. You know, you talked about thinking, right, in your writing. It takes type of thinking. So again, I really think it is fashioned around discipline, a type of discipline that if you're looking for the stories, they're there, but you have to know where to look. And you have to know also, like you said, how to manipulate them and apply them to the task at hand.
Think about being a storyteller, my friends. Be intentional about your storyteller. Ruth, give us your website, please.
It's RuthSherman.com, Jim.
Pretty simple, RuthSherman.com. Get them to see it your way right away. Ruth and I will be right back after these messages, 20 after. Here's Chicago to take us out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.